97.3 We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
It's The Mike Calta Show. It's 1025 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025.
Feeling down and dirty, feeling kind of mean. I've been from one to
another. I was on Facebook last night, and I came across a sponsored ad for a show, a comedy show, evidently, that is happening at the Safety Harbor Spa and Resort. Now, I will tell you, love the Safety Harbor Spa and Resort. Nice people over there, nice rooms, nice brunch that they have. Nothing against the Safety Harbor Spa by any means. But I see the ad is for, and I'm going to read it exactly the way it says it, Living Legends of Comedy. Now, if I were to say to you, Galvin, name some living legends of comedy.
Robert Klein. Jerry Seinfeld.
Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks, absolutely.
Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
I know Spanish, you'd probably say Aziz Ansari.
Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle. Living legend of comedy. Maybe a younger living legend, still living legend.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would put Jimmy J.J. Walker in there as a living legend of comedy, although I would say a pioneer in the sitcom, and definitely somebody who is well-known. But I wouldn't say legend. Would you say legend?
No.
No. Certainly not a legend of comedy. If you even said to me legend of television, I might even give you that because he was a pioneer in that way. If I said to you living legend of comedy and the name Artie Fletcher, would that mean anything to anybody? Anyone in our listening audience? Is there anybody here that thinks that Artie Fletcher? Now, Artie Fletcher is a comedian, according to him, that goes by the name, calls himself the New York Bad Boy. Which right there should tell you it's going to be awful. Everything about it is going to be awful. To anybody who refers to themselves as a New York bad boy. Also, Artie Fletcher is like 75 years old and fat and dumpy looking. There's nothing bad about him except his bad appearance. And this ad pops up. It says, don't miss this amazing night of comedy with two Hollywood legends.
Hollywood legends.
Jimmy Walker,
mm-hmm.
Best known. I love it says best known. Only known. Best known as JJ, the iconic TV show from the iconic TV show Good Times, with this famous catchphrase, dynamite. Now, I have had Jimmy Walker on the show, and I wanted to talk to him about, the times on Good Times, the fact that Janet Jackson was on the show, the fact that
Letterman and Leno were both writers.
And it was a funny show. I like Good Times. Michael, the militant brother, the mother, the father. I mean, it was really a good cast of characters on the show. And it was one of the first black sitcoms on television. It was definitely a groundbreaker. And Jimmy doesn't want to talk about that. He doesn't want to be known for the dynamite. He doesn't want to do any of that stuff. He doesn't want to talk about the hot sister that he had. He is considering himself like a political talk show host now, because I think he did have a radio show on an AM station at one point, and he just wants to talk about politics. And maybe when he does stand up, he's funnier, but he's not good on the air. Artie Fletcher, I'm reading from the ad again. One of the most talked about must-see performers. You've got to be kidding me. Known for Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I were to say to you, Chris Maloney, he's known for Law and Order.
Yeah.
By the way, I have seen every Law and Order. I know Law and Order. No idea what Artie Fletcher was ever on Law and Order.
I even Googled it, and there's no image or scene, like of the scene or anything.
Carmen, I turned down a spot on Law and Order.
What?
Robert Kelly did Law & Order twice and played two different characters on Law & Order.
I've seen Robert Kelly
getting on Law & Order. Yeah, getting on Law & Order, not that hard. You just have to live in New York and know how to act a little
bit. You guys, I'm looking at IMDb. Are you guys saying you don't remember Stan from Law & Order?
No.
That was one episode in 2001?
Well, that's what he's known for, Law & Order.
Yeah.
You know, one of the most talked about must-see performers known for Law & Order.
Episode, or season 11, episode 16, Stan.
Now, here's this. This is where it really bugs me. End scene on Conan, Letterman, and The Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am on ArtieFletcher.com, and I'm going to click, maybe I'm wrong, I'm going to click on media. Now, if I was on The Tonight Show, and if I was on Letterman, and if I was on Conan, those would be my three lead videos. You can watch my performance on Letterman. You can watch it on The Tonight Show. Even if The Tonight Show was Johnny Carson, you would still put it up there.
Yeah. It's your best stuff.
and Conan could be any. Could be TBS Conan. Could be NBC Conan. Could be early Conan. Could be late Conan. It didn't matter. It's Conan. And Leno. Or what was the other one? Conan, Letterman, and The Tonight Show. Yeah, Letterman. Any of those. When you go to ArtieFletcher.com and click on media, the number one video is him and J.J. Walker and some guy that looks like X-Pac with a headband on sitting on a couch. Then the next one is him from a Gallagher show. There's like five videos of him and Gallagher. I'm scrolling through it, and I see nothing. There's a video of him in the subway. There's more video of him. There's Artie Fletcher in an Eclipse gum commercial. There's nothing on here that says anything about the Letterman, Leno, Conan, or any of the Tonight Shows.
So there's no proof of it at all.
None. And also, Carmen, I went to YouTube and looked it up. I put Artie Fletcher, Tonight Show, Conan, all that. Nothing comes up. There is no proof that he has been on any of these shows. So Artie Fletcher is a big fat liar. Now, I will tell you that the rumor is that Artie Fletcher was in the audience on Letterman, and they went to the audience to do sketches where the audience like asked questions and stuff, and they went to the audience and he was chosen as an audience member, and he uses that as a credit
now.
Says Letterman. By the way, is that Paula Deen on Fox News? How funny would that be?
It is.
Yeah. It is.
She's been gone forever. The day we decide to play it, she pops up. It's like we called her out like Templar. Templar, yeah. Templar, Templar.
It says she's Florida. In Florida.
Yeah. She's coming to get Spanish for playing that interview again.
Man, I miss you, Paula.
So basically, Artie Fletcher is a big fat liar. Now, if I said to you these two Hollywood legends, Jimmy Walker and Artie Fletcher, are going to be performing together, how much does that cost? But I will tell you this. It includes one house beverage.
Oh.
And there's limited seating, and tickets are available for the Living Legends Comedy Tour. How much does that cost?
$18.
And 15.
$25 with the drink included.
Gio, that's more along the lines. If you're going to get a drink included, you're going to charge for the drink. It's probably a beer or wine, you know. Each one's paying for a whole bottle. So the price to see living legends, Hollywood icons, Artie Fletcher and Jimmy J.J. Walker, $55 per person.
Nope.
55 scam artist dollars per person. Carmen, do you have Artie Fletcher's number there?
I do.
Please try and call him right now. When he answers the phone, let him know that I would like to talk to him on the air to promote the upcoming Living Legends tour. There's no way he's going to go on the air with us.
We would like to talk to one of the legends.
Last time we had him on the air, he was doing one of those pay-your-own-way radio shows, and he said to me, I guarantee you my show will get syndicated before yours. And I was like, yeah, challenge accepted. And I also didn't have to pay for my show for it to be on the air.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you people out there know Artie or if you've had run-ins with him, if you'd like to call up 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Artie is also the person responsible for bringing Gallagher to us when we have the big Gallagher blowout.
Mm-hmm.
Gallagher and Artie Fletcher were doing a tour together. I believe they were both living at Artie's mother's house.
She's talking to him.
She is?
Yeah.
Let me hear it. Turn the mic on.
Had a moment right now to go on air with us. because we were just talking about the show. We were talking about upcoming comedy shows, and we came across yours. And we just, if you had just a couple minutes right now.
Good job.
Okay. Is that okay? So I'm going to put you on air. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Nice.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Line one?
Yeah.
All right.
Artie Fletcher.
Mike Colta.
You're live on the air. Please don't use your potty mouth. You are the New York bad boy.
Oh, God, I'm old now, Mike. I'm 66. Come on, man.
Oh, I would have thought you were older than that.
I know, right? Yeah. I feel it.
Now, Artie.
I don't know. Yeah.
I was on Facebook last night, and I saw that you have an upcoming show with Jimmy J.J. Walker.
That's correct.
Does he live down here now?
No, he lives in Las Vegas.
Oh, I know he's here every once in a while. He seems like he comes through a lot.
He comes here about, we try to do this. There's a third part of the show where we had Gabe Kaplan.
Oh, now that's a bad guy. Sure.
Yeah, the only problem with him, though, Mike, is the guy is a rated poker player. He's got money. He's got big money. So he only really likes to do the Jewish area, the synagogues, and then Jimmy and I do the rest.
He likes to be with his people. All right, so here I got some. I was on Facebook last night and I saw the ad that you guys are going to be at the Safety Harbor Resort and Spa.
Yeah,
I do have some issues. At okay. At what point are we calling this the Living Legends Tour? What among you guys are legendary?
Well, you got to give, wouldn't you say Jimmy? I mean, if you think about it, Jimmy holds a record. He's on television every single day. He's on some way or the other.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt of that. Good Times is very popular. I will give you the Jimmy. So you should call it the Living Legend Tour with Artie Fletcher.
You're right.
I know. And then,
like, we know
and
what
then,
a mind you are.
And
we,
then it says, wait, hold on. I got questions. Okay. It says, don't miss the amazing night of comedy with two Hollywood legends. Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, I picked up on that, too. I got to agree with you on that one.
All right. So far, you're being very agreeable, Artie.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yep.
Guys trying to sell tickets, sometimes you have to stretch the truth a little bit. I get you.
But I didn't do that, Mike. I didn't play that.
Who did that? It's very typical of you. You do this stuff a lot.
New Yorker.
All right. I'm also a New Yorker, but not a liar. Here's my other situation. It says Artie is known for Law & Order, where you played Stan, right?
He plays who?
Stan. Weren't you the character Stan?
Oh, God. That was one episode. All right. Again.
Oh, how many have you done? I know Robbie Kelly's done a couple.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I did 3 years of them, man.
Oh, I didn't know. These are why I'm calling you, Artie.
I've done all three of them.
I am currently on ArtieFletcher.com, which is Artie's website if you want to follow along.
Here we go.
Why do you guys think it's bad right away? I mean, this is the most listened to morning show. I'm giving it publicity. Either way, I'm giving it publicity. Okay?
What are you going to do when I die? God.
Celebrate. Now, listen
it's
to me.
It's funny. I never hung out with you. That's the funny part. I tell Florentine. It's not like we were boys.
No, we definitely weren't. Here's the other thing. Now, Arnie, it says on the thing that you are known for Conan, Letterman, and The Tonight Show.
Yes, I did a lot of sketch on Conan. Okay, a lot of sketch. I was doing sketch probably 2-3 times a week. Just different. You remember how he always starts off with the, like the funniest thing happened, or well, anyway, I probably did that 30, 40 times.
How come none of that is on your website? You got all these. I'm on it right now.
Oh my God, Mike! If you look at the reel, there's an acting reel. I'll show it to you.
Where is that? I'm on it right now.
It should be on there. It's like 5 minutes of the best of.
I would lead with that, then you and Jimmy Walker and some other guys sitting on the couch, and you and old-ass Gallagher. All right, what about Letterman? When were you on Letterman?
Okay, I was on Letterman. I also did sketch on Letterman, too, but I filled in for a guy named Mike Sweeney. This is probably why you were still you're probably only about 300 pounds in that, but anyway.
Will there be more of that humor at the Safety Harbor Spa?
I'm going to do my whole Mike Sweet, my whole Mike Compton thing.
When a fat guy calls another guy fat, great comedy. Go ahead.
I'm 66 years
old.
Just
cut to the chase. Did you stand up on Letterman or not?
Yes, sir.
Where is that video?
In 3 minutes. Oh, my God. I'll find it for you, Mike.
Well, why would you not lead with that? Why wouldn't that be all over your website? All right, forget it.
Hold on a second. I got to interrupt.
Hold on.
So he has a video of him sitting on the Tonight Show, the chair there with Jay Leno, but he's superimposed.
No.
It's not a real video. No.
Where is that?
That's on his acting reel that's down the bottom. It's the last one on the right. It is 4 minutes and 39 seconds in. It's so fake, Artie. Come on.
Artie.
Funny. Because you guys don't know what you're talking about.
Is that real or is it fake?
Listen to me. Sarah Silverman, she went and she spoofed Conan O'Brien. Conan O'Brien had sent me over to Jay's to spoof Jay. That was so long ago. Oh my God.
So long ago, Galvin. Why would you bring that up? All right. What about the Tonight Show? When were you on the Who was the host of the Tonight Show?
Tonight Show. It was a spoof on Jay Leno. He didn't know I was coming.
Oh, was he surprised to see you?
It's funny. Funny as hell, man.
Was he oh my God, Artie Fletcher's here?
He's not really there. That's superimposed. That's fake.
Yeah, that's fake.
You can't tell me that's real. Anybody in the world, look at that. That's totally fake.
Does anybody even listen to you guys anymore?
No, yeah, we're the number one show in the world. No one listens.
This is the most listened to show in the state of Florida. Remember when you were buying your own time on radio and we had a fight and you said that you would be syndicated before I was?
Yes, sir.
What happened there?
Mike Cobb, because of you, I had no career.
No, it's because of you that you have no career.
Mike Calta, I will always survive in this business.
You are not surviving. Who do you live with?
Who do I live with? I live by myself.
You don't live with your mother? Weren't you and Gallagher living at your mother's
dead,
house?
My man. No.
Well, about time.
That's
I would have
nice
killed myself,
Mike
too.
Be if Italian. Wow.
Listen to me. You are an embarrassment to comedy. You are a liar. And you are raping these people for $55 a person for tickets and advertising it as two Hollywood legends. You are neither a legend nor a comedian.
People are buying advertising on your show. You're a star and wannabe. That's all you are.
Oh, gotcha.
You always have been.
Okay. You can say what.
You're original. Call me when you got some original, Mike.
Artie, I have never lied to people to listen to the show. I have never said to them, I was on this show and on that show.
Artie.
Artie Fletcher is a goddamn fraud and a liar. And I wouldn't pay $5 to see him, let alone $55 to see him.
I can't speak to Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker may be turning out the best shows of his life. I don't know. I haven't seen him do comedy in years. But I will tell you, Artie Fletcher is a big, fat nobody. You saw what happened when he was confronted with the questions. He has never done comedy. When you're a comedian and you put down as seen on this show and that show, that means you did comedy on those shows. When I was on, I'm doing stand-up comedy in Aruba at Christmas time with Bobby Kelly, and the club called me and they said, can you send us a headshot and some credits? I'm going to be in Aruba during the holiday season to a bunch of people who have never heard of me before. I could have easily said, as seen on Jimmy Kimmel, as seen on Joe Rogan, and they would never know. And I wrote them and I said, host of the Mike Calta Show. That's it. You can only be honest with them. And I sent it off to him, and that's exactly what they put up there. Artie Fletcher put down as seen on Conan, Letterman, and The Tonight Show, and 3 years, evidently, of Law & Order that IMDb somehow lost in the track of the Internet Movie Database seems to have lost the Artie Fletcher information because they have one episode in which he played Stan, I believe, Spanish.
I want you to see the video that he's talking about on the Tonight Show.
I can't find it.
Joe has it. Joe showed it to
him. Okay, here
start it at 425. Start it at 425. It is so fake and so. Look at that!
Let me see.
It's so obviously fake. It looks so terrible. It looks like Joe did it.
So he. so he point. What it. Oh, let me see. Hold on.
There.
Oh, my God. It's like public access TV.
Yeah, because he's like 9 times bigger than Jay Leno.
And if you went on The Tonight Show, would you wear that?
Right.
Oh, my God. He's pulling that off like it's real.
Right.
He's not even looking at Jay as he talks.
No. Do you want me to play the audio and see?
Oh, yeah, please.
Right,
oh, my God. That's awful.
I'm going to start it right at 4:30.
Okay.
Here we go. Starting right at 4:30. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
We're all in for a real treat tonight. Sitting to my right, very distinguished guest. So what can you tell us about yourself?
My name is Artie Fletcher, and
I thought this was Conan O'Brien.
Well, that is fascinating. Now, where are you from?
My name is Artie Fletcher. I thought this was Conan O'Brien.
Now, what brings you to the NBC experience?
I wanted to meet Conan O'Brien.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the NBC experience.
They used to have it at like Universal.
Yeah, where you sit down and you pretend that you're there. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And you would pay, I think, like $20 at the end of the thing. Yep.
And that's his appearance on the Tonight Show.
And that's what he's saying, that, hey, oh, he went there and Sarah Silverman went to Conan O'Brien.
Yep, yep.
Oh, he is a goddamn liar. He is a habitual liar. Holy cow. It's the NBC experience. Let me tell you something. If you're on The Tonight Show, Mike Olivero in the 80s was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson used to do a thing where they'd play Stump the Band, where they would go into the crowd, and the crowd would say a song, and then the band would try to play the song. And if they played it and got it right, great. If not, the person would be forced to sing the song. So Mike Olivero, I think, worked at a radio station at the time and brought up like a parody song that his morning show did. The band didn't know it. Mike sang it live. Mike Olivero made his first and only Tonight Show appearance that time in the 80s. Mike Olivero has that video. He can find it on the internet in a second.
So if you go to YouTube, there's dozens of the exact same video, and you read the script.
Oh, with him. Oh, my God.
Because here's a guy's giving us, my son gets interviewed by Jay Leno, and it's the exact same thing, and then you read the script, and Jay, you know, you fill in the answers.
Galvin, good eye on that.
Terrible. Oh, as soon as I saw it, I was like, that's so fake.
Yeah.
And then he and then instead of saying,
little kid.
Oh, yeah. So instead of saying to us, oh, no, that was just a thing I did at Universal Studios, he said, no, me and Sarah Silverman, we swapped. She went to Conan, and I went to Jay Leno.
So it was the NBC experience in New York when you'd go and tour the NBC studios.
Right.
That's where it was at.
Let me tell you something. Artie Fletcher, you're a goddamn liar. You're a fat old nobody. And the fact that you're trying to sell tickets by lying to people, calling yourself a Hollywood legend and a comedy legend, is a complete and utter ripoff. And I hope that the senior citizens of Tampa Bay do not get duped into this. I'm sorry for the Safety Harbor Spa and Resort, because they were probably duped into this by Artie Fletcher's lies. Artie Fletcher is a big, fat liar, in my opinion.
Steve on line two says he's been in a green room with Artie before.
Oh, let's go to Steve. Steve, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show. What's up, Steve?
Yo, great show, guys. I'm sorry you're so worked up, Mr.
Calda. I'm not really worked up.
I've been in a green room with him in the green room situation, and not only did he smell like a homeless person, but he tried to get me to give him money so he could teach me comedy and take me on the road with him and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, he used to teach comedy classes. That's right. I think he used to do that at the Improv. He used to teach comedy classes.
Yeah, he wanted like $500, and he'd show me the way. And while he was talking, I was almost throwing up and wanted to tell him that, but I didn't say a word. I just kind of listened.
Now, did you pursue comedy, or did you say, no, it's not for me?
I work around it. I work in entertainment.
Okay. I mean, look, but at least you know what you were dealing with Artie.
Yeah, as soon as he walked in the room, I could smell the homeless thing from the hall. He came in the room, and then I met him.
Oh, awful. Thank you. Appreciate the call, Steve. I'm sorry you had to deal with that. I have no personal vendetta against him. I just don't like liars. I don't like liars. So I go to Felice's Pork Store in Palm Harbor. And, you know, I love those people. They make great food over there. Mama's the best. And they have a picture of me and Charlie Belcher on the wall and me and Mama on the wall. And then there's a picture of Artie Fletcher. They got Ronnie D's dad in there. They got all a bunch of local people, and they got Artie Fletcher. And I always go, ugh. And they go, yeah, you know, he gave us that and told us to put it up there. And I was like, oh, that's the worst. That's the worst. Terrible. The New York bad boy. He's skivots. I got to tell you, I think they should take it down, because I don't like to look at him before I buy food. Yeah.
There are tons of these Jay Leno interview videos from the NBC experience.
Galvin, where did you find that reel?
It's the very last one.
Yeah, it's on his bottom thing in the bottom right.
Yep. In the media section on his website?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. I want to go see. I mean, did you see anything from Conan or...
No.
Or?
No, I saw the Stan episode.
Unless he was in the bear suit, you know.
If you were on so many Conan episodes, wouldn't you have that information?
You have to. He said 30, at least 30.
So where is... Not one clip of it anywhere?
No.
And if you ask him to tell you what did you do? Oh, you know, a lot of stuff. Freaking liar. I hate liars, man. He is a liar. Okay, there he is on Law & Order.
He's on Law & Order.
Right there. Mm-hmm. Probably about 30 years ago, I would say. Because if he's in his 60s now, maybe 20 years ago, he looks like he's in his 40s there.
By the way, title, actor, comedian, model.
Shut up.
It says it right there.
Model?
It says it right there on this thing.
Somebody's got a model athlete's foot. I love that it's on VHS tape.
Yeah.
Because you can see the tracking
on it.
It
keeps going blue.
Yeah.
Wow.
Eclipse gum. He did an Eclipse gum commercial. He did it. So he's got a little bit of a commercial career. Doesn't make him a comedy or living legend.
It was before HD, though.
Yeah. He got on tracking. There's so much tracking. So, okay. So the one thing you can take away from Artie Fletcher is that he had been in a bunch of TV commercials. I'll give him that. How about that? Okay, hold on. Wait. Oh, there's a Jay Leno thing.
Yeah, that's the Tonight Show intro and all that. Oh, my God. I'm just sitting there.
I thought this was Conan. Me and Sarah Silverman. Oh, I guarantee you Sarah Silverman doesn't know who he is.
Oh.
He's the New York bad boy. How gross is that?
Well, at the end of the video, he's on the comedy at Club 54.
On?
That show.
I'm looking at that now.
Yeah,
is that the whole rest of the video?
Yeah.
So his reel is nothing except a couple of TV commercials.
Well, that's actually a TV show, comedy at Club 54.
Right, but that's his reel.
Yeah, it ended in 1990.
Are you serious?
It says comedy at Club 54 ran for 4 seasons.
By the way, filmed on State Road 54.
1990 until 2002.
You are a liar and a fraud, Artie Fletcher. And at least you admitted the two. You admitted the two things. You were not a Hollywood legend, and you were not a comic legend. You admitted those two things on the show. Hey, look. If you want to go see the show, it's going to be at the Safety Harbor Spa. You can go and look it up. But I hope the Safety Harbor people smarten up and they change this wording because it's filled with lies. It's filled with lies.
Doesn't normally, like, the comedian, they give their bio to the people for them to make the flyer? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, they don't just come up with stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're not going to get fact-checked.
No.
You assume that people are telling the truth.
He kept saying, he said he didn't say that. Comedy club did.
Hey, Carmen.
Yeah.
I'm on Artie. Artie Fletcher has, a side job, Artie Fletcher Management.
Okay.
Oh.
And I'm on, which I would assume is his because its name is on it, Artie Fletcher Management.
Right.
The first thing on there is the ad for him and J.J. Walker on his Facebook page. Not for Safety Harbor Spa, but on his Facebook page. The official Living Legends of Comedy Florida tour dates. You know, if you're a living legend, you work in such great places. November 14th is Newport Richie's over 55-plus community. Man, I gotta tell you.
The fact that he really dug his heels in with the Sarah Silverman thing is unbelievable.
It says he's going to be at the Floridian Social Club in St. Petersburg. Yeah, we should go down there for that. Uh-huh. We should go down there and just heckle him the entire time.
He might be the only one allowed in if it's 55 and over.
That's true.
Yeah.
Chance to see a legend.
Yeah.
Joe, maybe you could bring some of the good old boys.
Yeah.
Maybe the Glenn Spockles will go with you.
Absolutely.
And just heckle him the entire time he gets on there and just be like, liar. Yeah. You're a fat liar. You've never been on the Tonight Show.
I'll check the lay of the land.
Yep.
See what kind of ladies are there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? Bring your pot hats.
Pot hats for everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, save yourself the $55.
Wow.
Gross, Artie Fletcher. I'm not even saying the first story. Remember the first story we heard about him?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I will never forget.
Wait, what?
What's that going on? I don't know what that means. Evidently, there was, according to Patrick Melton, who used to work at the Improv, and Johnny Bedsores, there was a confirmation that something happened inside the Improv Club that involved Artie, that several people have backed up. And when Jim Florentine was on the show years ago, because Jim Florentine is the only person I know that admits to being friends with Artie Fletcher outside of Gallagher and J.J. Walker.
He made sure to drop Jim's name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he knows we're friends with Jim.
Right.
So, but I will tell you, Jim Florentine's very honest. He's like, Artie, he's all right. I mean, he's just a nice guy, you know, that kind of thing. But I go, do you know the story about him? And he goes, nah, I can't go. Let's call him and ask him. And then we called and asked him. He was a stuttering prick. He couldn't get out of it. He was like, ah, bah, 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 bah. I don't like you, Artie. I don't like it because you're a liar. Not because of any other reason other than you're a big fat liar.
I just got a text from one of my friends that said they gave Artie $10 for a CD after a show one time, got home, put it in, it was empty.
Oh. You know what? That's their fault for giving him money. That's their fault because they saw him live and thought, there's got to be more.
By the way, best $10 they ever spent.
Yeah.
A blank CD instead of his.
Right. Oh, yeah. So much better.
I got to tell you, to cleanse your guys' palate, I have a surprise for you. That's right. So fantastic.
Do we get it now or when we come back?
When we come back.
What? Oh. No.
Yeah.
You're a regular Ryan.
You're a stern wannabe.
Before we go to break, I want to tell you about Jeff Borum and his team. They will handle all of your real estate needs. If you are looking to buy a home, say you're in a situation where you were looking to buy a home and you were going to have to sell your home in order to buy the new home, but you don't want to miss that new home, so you buy it and then say, all right, well, now we have to sell the old one, and then you start crapping your pants because you're like, now we have two payments on a home. What do? You call Jeff Borum. You let Jeff Borum take care of it for you, especially when it comes to selling something quick. He could do it, and he does it in a way that you are not sacrificing any money. In some cases, he got some people over $100,000 more than their asking price. That's what happens when you have a team working for you, and Team Borum will do that. You can find them online at teamborum.com, spelling Borum, B-O-R-H-A-M, or you could simply give him a call at 866-308-7109, and you could talk to Jeff. He lives here. He works here, and his team will help you out, whether you're buying, selling. If you're in that same situation where you just purchased your dream home, but you got to get rid of your old home and you're panicking a little, let Jeff sell it for you. If you're like, I don't know, maybe we should wait till after the holidays, let Jeff give you all the information on it. This is what he does, and being from the Tampa Bay area, he is able to know the land better than anybody who's trying to sell here and is not even living here. Jeff will help you buy your home. He will help you sell a home. He'll even tell you whether or not now is the time to rent a home. He can do it all for you. Go to teamborum.com. That's Team Borum, B-O-R-H-A-M. Call up, talk to Jeff, talk to one of the team members, tell him you heard me talking about on the show, and let Jeff get you into your dream home, let you get out of your old home, or let you make some money for a while renting your home right here in the Tampa Bay area. It's teamborum.com. Tell him you heard about it on the Mike Calter Show. When we come back, Calvin's going to cleanse our palate with something funny. Because Lord knows, talking to Artie Fletcher for the last 10 minutes was not funny whatsoever. It's the Mike Calter Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.